The power of God's promises. In the Bible, we can find countless promises that God has made to His people. These promises range from protection and provision to salvation and eternal life. One of the most well-known promises is found in John 3:16, which says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life." God's promises are not just words on a page. They are real, tangible assurances that we can hold on to. When we believe in God's promises, we can have faith that they will come to pass. This faith is what gives us hope, even in the midst of difficult circumstances. So why do God's promises matter? They matter because they reveal God's character and His love for us. When we read the promises in the Bible, we can see that God is faithful, trustworthy, and compassionate. His promises remind us that He is always with us, no matter what we're going through. Furthermore, God's promises have the power to transform our lives. When we believe in God's promises, we can experience a peace that surpasses understanding. We can have the confidence to face challenges and the strength to overcome them. We can also find joy in the midst of sorrow and hope in the midst of despair. So how can we activate God's promises in our lives? The first step is to believe in them. We must have faith that God will do what He says He will do. This faith is not just a mental assent, but a deep conviction that God's promises are true. The second step is to speak God's promises out loud. When we speak God's promises, we are declaring our faith and inviting His power into our lives. The Bible tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. Romans 10 verse 17. So when we hear ourselves speaking God's promises, our faith is strengthened. The third step is to act on God's promises. We must take steps of faith to activate God's promises in our lives. This may mean stepping out of our comfort zone, trusting God with our finances, or forgiving someone who has hurt us. When we act on God's promises, we demonstrate our faith in action. In conclusion, the power of God's promises cannot be overstated. When we believe in them, speak them out loud, and act on them, we can experience transformational change in our lives. God's promises reveal His love for us and His desire to bless us. They remind us that we are never alone and that God is always with us. So let us hold on to God's promises and trust in His faithfulness, knowing that He is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. Ephesians 3 verse 20. Let us pray. Dear God, we come before You today in awe of the power of Your promises. Your promises reveal Your unfailing love, Your unwavering faithfulness, and Your unending grace towards us. We thank You for the gift of Your promises, which give us hope in times of darkness and strength in times of weakness. Lord, we confess that there are times when we struggle to believe in Your promises. We may be facing challenges that seems insurmountable, or we may have been disappointed in the past, but we ask that You would help us to trust in Your promises with all of our hearts. Strengthen our faith and give us the courage to believe that You will do what You say You will do. We pray that You would remind us of Your promises daily. Open our eyes to see the ways in which You are working in our lives, even when we can't see it. Help us to meditate on your promises and speak them out loud, so that our faith may be strengthened and our hearts may be filled with hope. Lord, we also ask that you would help us to act on your promises. Give us the wisdom to discern the steps we need to take to activate your promises in our lives. May we have the courage to step out in faith and trust that you will guide us along the way. Thank you, Lord, for the power of your promises. We praise you for your faithfulness and your goodness. May your promises continue to inspire us, motivate us, and transform us into the people you have created us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.